They'll check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be an outcast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
The Dukan.
Welcome to your tribe.
I want you to concentrate.
I am concentrating.
I want you to live in this moment.
I am in this moment. I am present. OT just threw up in his mouth. OT literally cannot move further.
Do you not like ASMR?
I think I can't stand it.
Why?
I take off my headsets. I just move back.
Like, he's holding his headsets like handlebars away from his head. He cannot.
Fire no!
Yo.
He can't. He can't.
I don't know. I cringe when I hear anything ASMR. I can't.
Yeah, man.
Why?
It's a vibe.
Not even picking up like the.
Yo, I actually
I'm
have.
So down to do ASMR.
Yo, I think you guys should. I mean, I won't listen to it, but I'm happy to contribute. I actually have an audio clip from a few years back of Reem trying to do Chips on One ASMR.
It was fire. I just want to let everyone know. I didn't want to like have fame from it, but I just wanted to see if I could do it. And it turns out I'm real good at it.
No, but you know, we should show me and you.
Yeah.
Because he can handle ASMR. and you know, the way we like present or like we show the ASMR is like through our fingers. Like you go like, how are you? And go like…
You know what?
Fine.
You just through breath.
Life is just a bit…
But then if you're happy, you go like, hey, how's it going? I kind of like,
hey.
It's amazing.
Everything is breathy.
It is.
Yeah, the breathiness is the vibe. That's where it's at.
So I watched one of those…
He's literally put his ears outside of the headphones.
I don't want to hear any of this anymore. I watched one of those, you know, the Vox documentaries on YouTube. What was great about it, it was talking about like why certain artists made it at certain times, right? So, you know, like rock music and metal, why it worked really well was because at the time, people were about live experiences a lot more. Like, you know, experiencing Jimi Hendrix on a CD is very different from being in the audience to experience Jimi Hendrix, right? And then they kind of progress and eventually they're explaining why Billie Eilish is so successful. Mm. Because she's very breathy. And we live at a time… Yeah. Where people are listening through headsets, through AirPods, like everything is in your ear as an individual.
They love the detail.
Exactly. So being breathy in this little intimate space, which is like these headsets in your ears, is a way to connect. And it works really well. And that's one of the main reasons why.
Also, there's something about falsetto. Going like your highest register for any artist, for some reason, it's really appealing. Especially people with like deep voices or… really powerful ones when they start going like, really high like this. Something about it.
Tech, are you growing your mustache?
Yeah.
Mustachio.
I can see that. I can see that.
I'm out here, dog.
Them whiskers.
Yes, sir. I want to do the little twirly thing.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I've never done it before.
Oh, bro.
You're talking to the king over here. Watch out. Bro.
That's your thing?
No, but like I can do it if I want to, but I don't.
Oh,
you can even hear it as ASMR. Ready? Oh, do you take your headphones?
I did.
His ears are already out.
It's like…
For those of you not having the privilege of being in our studio, they're literally rubbing their
beards. By the way, I think before you put this episode out, it should be like sensitive content. audio content coming in.
Exactly.
Watch out before you listen to this episode.
You better be.
The intro is going to be the crunch. I just want you guys to know.
He's never going to listen to this episode.
He's like approved.
If there's ever a Dukan show episode that I'd never listen to, this is the one.
This is the one.
Or you know, like play it on SoundCloud or one of these shows where you can show me the waves.
Yeah.
And then know where to switch to.
Yeah, that's ASMR.
Yeah, we're not putting this episode out.
Yeah, no, it's going up.
This is going to be our NFT episode.
No, this is our Ramadan
episode.
No. This part of the episode, this is the NFT.
Oh,
the past
4
minutes and 8 seconds, that's NFT.
Oh, you mean the ASMR moment?
ASMR.
Yeah.
We're going to NFT
sure.
Our ASMR show.
I like that.
Thank you for
purchasing.
Done.
Thank you. We love you.
I bought more cashews with your money.
Let's talk about more important things. Yes. Ramadan is coming.
The holy month.
The holy month.
First off, I think the right way to kick this off is Ramadan Kareem. Kulamatub Khair. Hope you guys are having a blessed and wonderful month ahead. this is a Ramadan special, because after this, we're going to actually, by the time this episode releases, we're already in Ramadan, at least the first week of. So have a great month. But we're just going to talk about Ramadan real quick before we go off for the next for the rest of the month.
And also, since you're going to be listening to this in the first week of Ramadan and you want to get fit or you want to feel better about yourself.
Yes.
The Can Gets Fit is on Ramadan. Slide in the DMs.
Yes. If you want to be a part of our, what is our three? It's now 3 years in a row.
3 years in a row.
Four years in a row.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a WhatsApp community.
Right.
Don't worry. It's not one of those WhatsApp groups.
No. But it's only active during the holy month for the Can Gets Fit purposes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't send Ramadan good mornings? Like
the things that
auntie send?
No. But there's another group
like
for that.
Like we don't even send the Eid thing. Like
Yeah. Like that was admin and he runs this place.
We try not to spam people because yet another group is one thing none of us want.
Fair enough.
But the Ken Gets Fit is one of my favorite activities that we do throughout the year because I actually feel the community come together. I actually really enjoy, you know, just the nature of who is in the group. We have a really great group of people who are stellar.
Everybody
people.
Joins it. My dad joins it. My brothers join. We're all in it together.
Yeah.
And seeing everybody online jumping in and like that moment right before iftar, those 20 minutes. And granted, I don't fast, but for those that do, I see how much they really enjoy eating and breaking their fast right after. Like it's quite fulfilling, I think, overall. And there's a spiritual, mental, and physical experience that you kind of get to enjoy all throughout. So
yeah.
Who are our coaches for this year at Kawi?
That's a great question, Oti. So we have Haya Mir'i for mobility.
Ooh.
And then, so basically, it's just take a step back. This year is all about recovery, mobility, and internal recovery. So also meditation. So mental health as well. So for now, we have Haya for mobility and recovery. And we have Stefan who's going to give once or twice a week meditation sessions.
Which is wonderful. For every student.
For every student.
His voice is perfect for it. Saraha.
Oh yeah.
It was very calming.
We did one meditation, right? At Kawi's
Nord. Say it.
No, what is it?
Kawi's, don't say it.
We were all chill. Everything was, it was a vibe. Stefan's voice, you know, it was quiet. Yeah. And then Kawi started snoring.
Yeah, I mean,
that's why I don't do group meditation. Man. I don't do group meditation.
I thought we were not going to call him out on the show.
No. Oh. You can cut it out if you want.
You told Reem not to call me out.
I tried.
In general?
Yeah.
You know what?
I mean, Stefan did it right then.
Like, no.
It was very good.
To be honest, we were all so calm, it didn't matter. Like, it was just such a wonderful vibe. But I do feel like if you don't know how to meditate, I would recommend you give this a try. It may not be for everybody, but it is worth the try to see if you can get your brain to just wavelength out into a nice
spot. And I'm the kind of person, if you calm me down or tell my brain to wavelength out to what you said, I fall asleep.
It's because you're finally relaxed, because all day you're going 1,000 miles a minute. Right.
But that's what I was telling Stefan. I think like that's the best compliment you can get
as a
meditation coach.
Yeah. So we have Stefan, we have Haya. That's wonderful this year.
Yeah, we're still locking in some more. So stay tuned. And again, just drop us a DM.
If you guys want, I can be the food maximizer coach. I can teach you how to maximize eating capacity. I'm a professional, been 22 years now.
No, we're approaching this from a very healthy point.
Oh, okay.
We're not maximizing.
So not a self-care
food.
And loving yourself.
It is.
Food.
It's loving yourself, not
enough to eat all the food on the table.
Yes.
I'm just playing.
So I think that is our favorite thing to do. So definitely, if you are looking to kickstart any form of body movement and mental, physical, emotional health journey with us, Dukan Gets Fit. That's the hashtag as well. Slide in our DMs or any of our DMs, but whether it's Dukan Shows, Dukan Media, any of our personal ones, and we'll make it a point to get you involved. It's an amazing journey. And at the end of the month, you're on your own, but at least we like to believe we got you to a point where you can
kickstart it.
Yeah.
You can run this. So the backstory of this as well was that's how Kawi kickstarted my fitness journey.
What is the success story?
The one success story.
He's the one you see at the start of the website.
He is. He's the first page, opening page.
So that's how this started. And now we made it a point to try and help out as many people as we can.
And this year is deeper than usual.
Yes.
It's needed after the past year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just going aggressively is really not the way for this year. Mm. I think we just need to calm down, and just really appreciate. And the funny thing about mobility is it's actually really hard to do.
It's very hard to
like
do.
Like mobility,
you realize how locked in your hips are.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because you've been sitting down all day, or even if you've been moving around all day.
You know, even the way we stand up is wrong.
Yes, I agree.
And that's something I learned.
Yeah, mobility is, for me, as I age, mobility is the critical Aww. Piece. I know, no, it's a great thing.
Hajji.
The mobility is a critical piece because it means if something happens, I can recover faster. That's the tough part.
We've been also trying to convince Reem to do some animal flow during Ramadan, but
listen, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf.
That's really hard. That's
I'm
hard.
I'm a lone
hard.
Wolf. Yeah,
that's hard,
you should at least teach the basics animal.
Come on, Reem.
I'm not going to teach anyone Come on, something Reem. That I'm not the master. Reem. At
but you went through a practitioner's
yes.
course.
That's because
I've been doing it for multiple years.
Let me explain.
You've been the only one doing it for multiple years until recently.
I'm a lone wolf. Okay. First of all,
Reem?
The reason mm-hmm. that I will not teach it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did take the teacher's course, but that's because I'm
a... You took a teacher's yeah. course and you don't want to teach Dukan Gets Fit?
I take teacher's courses because that's where you get the hardcore information.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, like if you want to learn how to code, go to a teacher's course. You learn everything.
Okay, so you've know? Learned everything?
I've learned the basics really, really well, but I have no reason to teach anybody.
You don't want to inspire people to do animal flow?
No.
That was not impressed.
No. I'm not here to inspire anyone. I'm here through my movement. I don't understand.
Come on, I'll tell you something.
What animal flow is?
Watch my show.
You should watch The Plug episode 3.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
SSS, The Plug episode 3. Go look at it.
Minute 11. I got you.
Animal flow is basically, it's yoga and mobility combined. And the core of the movement is based in how animals move. So you really stretch your limbs out and you get mobility. And it's like meditative because it's choreography.
And it's very slow choreography.
It's very slow choreography. Mm. So the core theory is slow is strong. So right. you move really slowly so that you can control every single frame of movement.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right? I'm not here to teach anyone.
You know, if we take a video of us, all four of us trying to do animal flow, we can NFT that and sell it.
I will NFT that today.
Right, ready.
Today.
So on Akawi's birthday weekend, Reem and I, we did animal flow on the beach. You know,
you guys
during
did
sunrise.
Animal flow on the beach? I didn't see you guys.
During sunrise.
During sunrise. and that was only because... I forgot we were trying to work out and it didn't work out or something. Yeah.
No, we're trying to work out, but like all the activities and like what's been happening, you know, that Kawi weekend. Mm. It's a signature at Kawi weekend.
Yeah, all the walk of shames were coming in.
So Reem and I.
He was trying to make it halal.
Trickling in. All the mascara was running.
And then you see us exercising on the beach.
We were those ones you don't like. Up in the morning, like stretch. But then again, in the evening, what I did was I sat outside with Omar and just judged everyone.
Wow.
She was the auntie al balcony.
Yes.
Court like was in session.
You know, that old school Arab auntie leaning over the balcony. And having, chances are they'd be having like tea and sunflower seeds.
No.
And judging everybody that passes by.
That's a couple goals,
they were having
bro.
Tea, I'll tell you that much.
I made a stoop. I made a little stoop. Anybody was welcome. If you saw me hiding in the shadows, if you saw me, you were welcome to join my stoop. Akawi saw me and he made it sound like he didn't come and sit with me for an hour and a half and judged everyone else.
And everyone That's wondered fine. Where I went. And I was like, I was sitting down with anyone Omar on the stoop.
That was
Learned
it.
The Dukan Show life. IRL.
Yes, it's true. It's
I see what you did
yes.
there. Yes.
But for Ramadan, I'm not going to be judging. The court is closed.
Judging is a sin.
Judging is a sin. So wait, for Ramadan, do you give up something? Like, what do you do to try to be a better person? Because I feel like during this is a time of self-reflection and, the biggest part is fasting, which we understand.
Yeah.
But I think there's a much more spiritual piece to it. No?
There is.
Or
so I think... In a way, sometimes I envy those that do get to fast because I think what it does, it's kind of like meditation in a way. When you stop yourself from any foods, any drinks, but also you're not just fasting from food consumption, you're fasting from consuming other things as well throughout the day. Like, you know, the kind of content you would watch or what you would choose to listen to or whatever.
The way you speak.
Yeah, the way you speak as well. Like the way you talk to people, like you... It really does put you in such a meditative state.
Right.
So I think those who sleep throughout the day to kind of skip all that and just go straight to the meal, I feel like you're missing a big piece of
100%, 100%.
it. 100%. And those who are like really about it throughout the day, there's so much that I think you benefit that I don't get to because I'm not fasting, mm-hmm. right? Me and my 4.5 and 5 liters of water a day kind of right. go through this journey together. So at least I try to tap into the other parts of it of, you know, not the way I talk to people. I try to be a lot more aware. Like it is really the sense of awareness of everything you do, right?
Okay.
So to become hyper aware of everything you do, but also becoming intentional with everything you do, every moment throughout your day. How are you spending it? What are you doing? Which is why, for example, after, you know, breaking fast, I'm not a fan of like the TV dramas and sitting in front of the TV. I used to be, but like as I'm getting older, I'm like, okay, maybe there's more to it. What else is it, right? Kind of thing. And I think that intention and that sort of focus has been a big piece for me. And that's been helping me out a lot. I think also low-key, like whatever's on TV is not as good as it was. But anyway, but that helps. I'm like, okay, great.
Man, I used to love the camera khafi.
Yeah, like the comedy skits.
Candid camera.
Candid camera.
Candid cameras. And
used to wait for those. No, now the Ramadan soap operas have, like from last year, it's taken out.
Yeah. A negative turn?
No, it's not just not as good.
You mean the storylines are not as good?
Yeah, it just deteriorated completely. What's his name stuff was good. Ahmed Shigeri stuff were kind of cool. His show's interesting. So he's, what's the translation for Ihsan? I was trying to think of like, what's the English word for that? But it is being mindful in a way. So he teaches this practice of mindfulness in everything you do. When I thought, okay, that's a great show. And he kind of makes it accessible and attainable to younger audiences. And last year, I was a bigger fan of it simply because like Omar Tartoub was on the crew. He was part of creating that show, you know?
So, okay.
Like, it gives you the sense of like, oh my God, yo, our friend is part of making this piece, right? So I thought that was kind of cool. So that's kind of my practice during the holy month. And it's a reset. Like, well, I think we're lucky that to some degree our industry quiets down during that time. And now you have more space for you. I have headspace to kind of reflect, relax, look into, you know, I have headspace for creativity and okay, do we want to create something new and start looking into different things that we can start to create or develop or build. It's a reset that you really need. And you got 4 weeks of that reset, right? So that's what I love about it.
What about you, Akawi? Like, I find you're very contemplative during Ramadan.
Yeah, you know, because sarahtan, like to me, Ramadan teaches a lot of patience. It's the month where, you know, you're not consuming anything. It really gets a toll on all your habits, whether if it's working out at a certain time, eating at a certain time, meal plans. So it really, to what Oti was saying, sets you back from scratch. And you have 4 weeks to do that. You have 4 weeks to formulate a new habit because you're going to jump back on the old habits that you were doing before. It teaches you patience because, you know, there's these people who go like, yo, don't speak to me because it's Ramadan, I'm fasting. But
yeah, I've never heard you say that, honest.
I'm really against that personally. So it teaches you patience. Where Sarahtan, a lot of things are not worth investing so much time. Like, khalas, like, because you're fasting, because you can't react a certain way because it breaks your fast. You can't really get that invested because you really need to be patient. Is it really worth it for me to like get angry, or is it worth it for me to like overthink this and formulate stress? So that's another area too, especially for me. That's why I'm very calm. Like, I'm very to myself. I'm quieter than usual.
You do. I feel you like go inward, and I love that because it's self. I feel you contemplating, and I think that's really dope. That's just amazing.
And the day is much longer for you because we always say like how quick the day goes. And Ramadan, it's much slower because like you said, you overthink things. You're not, your habits are different. So that's Ramadan to me. Like it's a restart to what Oti was saying. It teaches me even more patience. It teaches me prioritizing.
Yeah.
And it teaches me new habits, whether if it's with food, whether if it's with work, whether if it's with thinking, with exercising, with people. And that's Ramadan for me, sarahatan.
I have a question. So for people who are listeners that may not know what breaks your fast, what are the things that break your fast, like that are not food? Like, so what are the things that you're supposed to do? It's supposed to avoid pretty much.
So it's also intentions, or like swearing, for example, breaks your fast. Looking at bad content to whatever it would be breaks your fast. Even doing bad things, like, I don't know, like
lying.
I don't want to say littering, but like just
Well, maybe littering.
You know, like disrespectful stuff, dangerous
talking back to your parents, or like, you know, being loud with people.
Yeah.
Yeah, things like that.
So those things, like, just because I know that some listeners don't really know what that is, it really is a moment to contemplate being good.
Yes.
Like to be a good
like, we're not the two perfect people. Just to set
no
people
so
we're not the two
not
perfect people to talk about
perfect.
Like how to fast, but like this is what we know. Like this is what we practice. And it's just like you need to be on your not best behavior, but also it teaches you how to like be on your best behavior and be a better person. And you and people need to take whatever they're doing in Ramadan with them to post Ramadan things. That's what I try to do.
That should be ideally the game plan, right? And I think I know there are certain words that are like we hear everywhere trending like mindfulness, but really that is the ultimate practice of mindfulness.
Understood. Okay.
Right? That's what the month really pushes. Like it's for those that are approaching it from that standpoint. And a lot of people I talk to after Ramadan, you feel that they're different too. Their energy is different.
Yeah,
the
I
way
do.
They interact
I do.
It. Which is why like I say this to a lot of my friends. It's not about you might not be Muslim, but like go through the practice of it. You know, it's kind of like Stefan going for a silent meditation retreat for a week. You know, it's that kind of thing where you become just mindful of everything that you do. And it's a good 4-week practice.
Yeah.
You know,
it gets you closer to your family. You spend more time. You have a bit more time on your hands. You recover.
Yes, you recover.
Recover is big for me. Recovery is very big for me in Ramadan. Family time is very big for me in Ramadan. Now let's see what the whole COVID and how many PCRs I have to do.
Yeah.
You think getting a PCR, bifatr? That's a great question, isn't it? You know, because you're going to get annoyed. You're going to start tearing up.
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
I don't know who to ask, but we should ask the question.
There is a, what's it called? Awqaf. We can ask the Awqaf. We can call. They have a toll-free number.
You know someone, Awqaf.
I got you, bro.
So just a question about the content, because I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
You can't control what's on your Instagram feeds at any given time.
Exactly.
So how do you manage fasting and being on Instagram or TikTok where like on YouTube, you can choose what you want to watch and what you don't want. But on other feed-like platforms.
But that's the mindfulness of it.
How
right?
do you
so
navigate
for example,
that?
You know that. Okay, TikTok is heavy when it comes to music. If you're fasting, you technically should not be listening to music.
Okay.
Right?
That's not that severe.
Yeah, some people, but that's the thing.
But
some people are
what
more
we're saying. It's just different
conservative than others.
I'm
right?
asking about how you guys do it. I'm not asking about like…
So there are, I mean, when you see something, that becomes, is it going to be a link? You're going to linger, check it out, read through it, go through the whole thing,
or
are you
going to
skip through it?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right? Because you cannot control what's on it. But then also that makes
like if it pops up in your feed, then you scroll up, that's fine. But if you just like, if you know
if
it's bad and you just go through
it.
Yeah, right. That's one. The other thing is that, again, it's mindfulness. Like, do I want to be on Instagram at the right now?
Okay, that's fair. That's
you need
fair.
To treat it how you treat when there's like a sex scene in a movie and you're watching with your parents. You just go like, oh shit, fast forward, change channel. Change
the intention end of the day, right? It's like if you're not intending to see something,
right?
You like put in the effort to like not see it and we're like, oh wait, no.
Yeah.
That's kind of, that's fine.
But that's why it's internal. You know
right.
what I mean? Because
that
you
also
always
means
control the external, but how you think of it.
Yeah. And but what's important to highlight is for TAC is like, that doesn't mean you save it to come back and watch it later.
you don't press the little…
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Award button.
The little highlight.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, but that's on a good…
I'm saving it to my archive so that I know what I have to avoid. I need to remind myself.
His folder is called taxes and he'll never open it.
Right.
I just need to go there to remind myself, that's what I'm not supposed to see. Okay.
He built a ghetto in his… The laptop, the red light district in his laptop. No, but I do think what I love about Ramadan, because I don't fast.
Right.
What I find is the people around me who do practice like the tenets of Islam really become centered.
Yeah.
I find you guys like somewhere in the middle of the month, it's easier to see your spirit calmer. The beginning is always strange. You know, there's always like a wonkiness, right? It's like there was the wonkiness.
Like Bambi legs.
And then as soon as around the 14th day or 15th day, everyone like good morning is good morning.
You're good.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's really nice. It's really nice. For me, it's been a wonderful, like I take the time to reset as well. To just contemplate. To take.
So what do you do during that time?
Well, before I work used to be hectic up until the first day of Ramadan. Yeah. So by then I usually crash. Like I would, we would usually be really mad, mad things all the way up until like the last minute.
Right.
But now since I don't have that, I'm doing this time I'm doing 21 days of meditation for 21 minutes.
Are we going to get in a WhatsApp group again?
We're not in a WhatsApp group.
No.
Oh, no, last year I did do that.
Yeah,
right?
It was all abundance.
I don't know if you guys enjoyed it.
What do you mean?
We should do it again.
I told you what it was about. It means I listen.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done.
Last year, what I did, I believe I shared meditations for 21 days of abundance thought, you know? For me, that was really important to reset and to, you know, so that's this year I'm doing a similar one, but it's on just self-love because I'm realizing that I don't have very good conversations with myself. I don't say nice things to myself. Well, so I think everybody, if we're talking about self-love, that's something that I need to work on.
So here's a question. Why do we not make that your contribution to the Can Gets Fit?
Okay, I don't mind.
You need to contribute.
I'm there, I'm present, I'm active. I don't see why you're making
me. That's you participating, not contributing.
My presence is a present.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Press the goddamn button. Press it again, OT.
Please use that in your next rapping.
Yes. My next rapping.
In your next rapping, please.
After Ramadan.
You can use, yes. Yeah. So, no, I'm happy to do that this year. I actually would be very happy to do that. And I think also what I find is in the city, people are kinder to each other. I notice that. I notice people actually being kinder.
Right.
The driving around 6 p.m. can
say,
go, no.
Like, just
no,
as a PSA.
No to the driving around 6
p.m. As a PSA, please, like,
please drive
do
safely.
Not rush to get home for iftar.
Yeah.
If you miss 2 minutes, that is okay. There are a lot of volunteers usually around in the streets handing out water and dates. If they're not there, stop at a gas station. Pick up water and dates. Take your time to get home.
And you fasted the whole day.
Like, exactly.
Why, 30 minutes. Exactly. Like, why mess it up in the last minute of the day? Like, just don't. Take it easy. Like, I think that's key. That's our PSA.
for
Ramadan, honestly. Because you've done a great job. Like, take it to the finish line.
It's true. It's true.
You know?
But it also is to what Akawi is saying, which is like it should carry on afterwards.
Yeah.
After you break your fast, after Ramadan is over, it should carry on afterwards.
I think it's like
if you develop great habits in Ramadan, why should it be only a Ramadan habit?
Exactly. 100%. I think it's a month where everyone's kind of like on an even playing field because everyone kind of has the same basic, not restrictions, but the same basic kind of like things that you're fasting from. And
yes.
You're also more mindful of how you speak to people, mindful of what you say, what you do. And I feel like it's a time where you get to reflect like, okay, what changes can I make now that everything is kind of at a…
Calm.
Yeah, everything's kind of calm. And you know how they say in Islam, like the, you know, jinn is and all of people's devils and stuff, they're locked away. I think it's the time where you can like really… You know
what do they say in Islam?
No, I don't know how to say it in Satan. Arabic.
Okay.
Shayatin.
I don't know.
After
Ramadan, yeah.
That's the word. Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar alayka, habibi. But yeah.
No, but I see what you're saying, which is, you know, it is the time to like really deeply consider what is it that you've been doing wrong. Your demons and really figure out how to be better.
Yeah, like one of them not learning Arabic.
One of your first demon
and being around Akawi, not learning Arabic.
Sinning.
What do you mean you don't know Arabic?
Barely.
Akawi, please.
I need to, I'll
just saying that for clout.
For clout?
So when he raps in Arabic, everyone goes like, whoa, you just rap in Arabic, bro?
Salam alaikum.
Oh, no. And okay, so iftars, how is it? Do you guys know how it's going to be this year? Because I know,
so I
like,
checked out the timings.
Well, yeah, but
timings or amount of people in.
What I was asking was because last year, by the time Ramadan came around, COVID was kind of it was full blown and we were really separated. But this now the city's kind of opening, but I don't know are there iftar dinners or not really?
No. So what I heard on the news this morning. Actually, it was a few things. One is the gatherings are not allowed.
Okay.
So you're only permitted to have iftar with your immediate family. So whoever you're currently living with, that's who you'd have iftar and sahur with. Obviously, this came much earlier, but there are no Ramadan tents this year.
Okay.
So there's that too. There's a rumor about a curfew being set.
Okay.
For people that I'm still not sure about. So that's why I'm highlighting that it's a rumor for now. And what else? I think those are like the key points for Ramadan. And generally for Taraweeh prayers, they would usually have a women's section and a men's section. I think for this year, they said it's only going to be men's.
Okay.
And they're asking the women to…
It's only going to be 30 minutes.
Yeah, and that's right. And it's only going to be 30 minutes. So generally, every mosque would have their own length to it, depending on the sheikh. Like, yeah. I remember some mosques, for example, they try to complete… what's it called? Like a juzo, a chapter of the Quran every night of Taraweeh. This year, no, you're limited to 30 minutes only. So what's been publicly announced so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
So better than last year.
Yeah.
Last year was just figuring it out.
The curfew was 10, no?
It was 10. Yeah. And it was also that everybody was just home because the lockdown had just sort of really, you know, taken a hold. So I remember that it was a time where we were doing the Dukkan Gets Fit on Zoom and it was great. I enjoyed it. But I feel like this year there's probably going to be a little more socialization.
Yeah. And definitely the, I don't know what they call the department that goes around giving fines to businesses or people.
Yeah.
They're going to be quite aggressive this year during Ramadan for sure.
Well.
So there's that. As for timings, interestingly enough, I think because to some degree we're used to, you know, as the month progresses, the fasting time decreases. But that's because we were in summer moving into colder months.
So is it increasing now?
This year it's increasing. So okay. I think it starts, if I'm not mistaken, the fasting time is about 6 hours and 50 minutes or so. By the end of Ramadan, we're looking at about 7 hours.
Okay. So there's a 10 minute.
Bro, it's still much better than other countries.
Really?
Other countries, they fast for like, in the States, I think, or in Australia, they fast for like a good 16 hours.
Wow. From sunrise to sunset.
Exactly. You look at Norway in the summer, for example, in Sweden.
Wow.
Their sunset is 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. How very challenging.
So what the sheikhs, remember a few years back, officially decided is that some sheikhs were saying, okay, they got to fast the same timing as the closest Muslim country to them. Others decided that maybe they just stick to the Mecca hours.
Okay.
So at least that way, like, you're fasting a fair amount of time as everybody else's.
Okay. And do you guys set an intention, like a singular intention for Ramadan? Or is it just an overall, like, reset?
It's an overall reset for me, Sarahatan. It's an overall reset. Yeah. I enjoy it. I like Ramadan.
Yeah.
Yours is self-love.
Well, it's just having that intention to like just be kinder, just have more compassion.
That's a good one. Yeah, for me, it's an overall one as well. I think, generally, I look forward to it because I'm like, everything slows down and I'm just happy it's slowing down. Like, okay, good. Now, this mindfulness practice becomes like the focal point of everything.
Yeah.
So that's what I enjoy.
I just need to start fasting first.
Tacky.
Taquito. All right. And with that being said, Ramadan Kareem. Kalamat Bukhair. And Eid Mubarak, actually, too.
Kalamat Bukhair, ya Habaibna.
Yeah.
Eid Mubarak, for those that we don't get to celebrate Eid with. Have a great Ramadan. Enjoy fasting. Have a great month. And celebrate hard in Eid when you're done as well. Like you've gone this far. So, and please, again, as a reminder, two reminders that are critical. PSA number one, please, if you're driving home for iftar, slow down, take your time, enjoy it. Don't ruin it at the finish line. And two, hashtag Dukkan Gets Fit. We are live for Ramadan.
Join us.
Slide in our DMs. Let us know if you're interested. We can include you in our WhatsApp group. We've got Haya on functionality, mobility, body movements. We have meditation with Stefan. And now we also have 21 day of meditating for 21 minutes with Reem that she'll be sharing in the group.
We'll find out. Something will happen.
Salam. Peace.
Bye.
Ma'as-salam.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at Dukkan Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@dukkanmedia.com. Salam.